Hey guys, it's Slim here for the Fantasy Football Auction. Just wanted to take a few minutes to kind of drop another premium podcast. This one, essentially I just wanted to go over the results of a draft that I completed last night. And I wanted to talk about it, mainly because I've been sitting here thinking about it a little bit. And I think it was one of the better drafts that I've done in terms of how my roster looks this season. So I kind of wanted to just share how it is or how it went. And maybe you can take some things from this. So it was a super flex, start two running back, start two wide receiver, with two other flexes, and then a tight end. So we start, So we start nine, we have a bench of seven. So a bench of seven players. So I kind of got asked to go in this league, kind of last minute. I knew it was a super flex. So I didn't really know what to expect. I hadn't drafted in this league, before. So my number one question was I wanted to try and figure out the quarterback prices. So when I was budgeting, I essentially budgeted, now, I apologize because I'm using a spreadsheet and I can't go back to the initial budget that I had. So I'm trying to just go from memory. So it'll give you a rough idea. I think I had budgeted about $25 for a quarterback, or maybe it was $30 for my QB1 and then $20 for my QB2. And I thought, okay, that's enough that it should put me in the mix to get me two solid quarterback options, no matter what the prices go for. Even if they're high on the high end, I'll still get two guys that I like. My running back, I was kind of shooting for about a $40 player. So somebody like, DeAndre Swift or, you know, maybe Saquon Barkley, something like that. And I was going to go kind of hero RB. So my RB2, I was prepared to go relatively cheap, probably around $10, and then play with maybe another $10 guy. And then hopefully someone really cheap and kind of platoon my RB2 spot. My wide receivers, the two starting ones that I had to start, I wanted to go $25 a piece. Because I knew that quarterback, I was allotting a fair amount of money there. I thought, you know what? There's a lot of guys in about this $25 range. I was banking on there being some values. Like I find in Superflex, people, if they want to spend for those top-end running backs, which often happens, and they want to spend on top-end quarterbacks, which often happens, then receiver kind of, there's some values that get pushed down. So I thought it was safe to put $25 a piece, and I'll just try and find some values kind of from my tier two of wide receivers. Tight end, I put about $5-6 there, hoping, like, it's not a tight end premium or anything, so I wasn't too worried about getting anybody elite, but I thought, you know what, I still want to get someone solid if I can, and, you know, if I'd want to stack, maybe try and stack, then some of the quarterbacks that I kind of liked or thought I might try and go for, it'll allow me to maybe stack their tight ends. And then I had about $15 for kind of my wide receiver three, hoping to find a value kind of from like the tier four-ish range, somebody like that. And then I was going to go really cheap on my bench. And the thought was I'll go super cheap, like almost a dollar at every position for now, and hoping that I would get values at quarterback. My big hope was that some of these quarterbacks would go for less than I was expecting, and then I could throw some money at other positions. So that was the strategy going in. I ended up having the first nomination. So I nominate Juju Smith-Schuster as kind of one of these, I feel like maybe a polarizing kind of receiver, somebody who I think has some pretty strong wide receiver two potential. And I was hoping to get him at a discount or potentially get at a discount. I didn't nominate him with any necessarily chance or want to buy him, but I knew that if the price was good, I was going to buy him. So the bidding goes, he gets to about $14. It still kind of fits my budget as a wide receiver three. So I bid, not disappointed if I get him at 14. No one keeps going. So I end up with Juju right out of the gate as my wide receiver three. So I kind of know, all right, that's filled. Now I got to look at my more top end receivers. At the start of the second kind of nominations, Christian McCaffrey ends up being nominated. Now, Jonathan Taylor was already nominated at some point, and he was bought for, I think it was $50, which at the time I was like, ooh, that's a pretty good price. It didn't really fit my budget, so I didn't really want to go in there. But for me, seeing that at 50, I thought that if McCaffrey can go for like in the mid 40s, then this would be something that I was going to actually go for, even though I had $40 budgeted at running back. And again, I was banking on the fact that I could pull money from quarterback. And I thought, okay, I can pull a couple bucks from tight end because I had $6 there. I can drop that to one if I need to. I could even move some from one of my wide receiver spots, like maybe my wide receiver two. I drop it from 25 to 20 and I still feel okay. So McCaffrey goes, I get him for $46, which I thought was a good price, especially considering some of the other running backs that end up going, like I think Joe Mixon, he goes for somewhere close to that. Yeah, he went for 42. I'm just trying to look at the board here really quick. There was a couple other running backs that went kind of in that same or just under that value. So I felt good, like I said, about getting McCaffrey at that price. And now I know, okay, I've spent, it probably takes me out of RB2 now. I got to focus on some other things. And again, I still had this in my mind that because it's a super flex and it's a new draft, I need to figure out what's happening at quarterback. And the problem was a lot of the nominations that came right away here were either a lot of the top end running backs. Maybe it was some cheaper guys thrown in that maybe I didn't really want to go for. But none of the receivers that really fit my budget. So guys like Cooper Kupp were going and things. I had $25 to spend at each one. I wasn't going to start going for them. But none of the quarterbacks really went. Finally, Josh Allen goes at one point. And I had a nomination where I threw in Mahomes just to see. I had Juju. I thought, well, whatever. If I can get him for cheap, maybe I could stack the two of them. Mahomes goes for, I'm going to see if I can find. Josh Allen ends up going for $40. And I think Mahomes went for just under that. So quite a bit out of my price range at quarterback. And so we end up getting, I'm at pick 37 when Jalen Hurts gets nominated. And I can't remember if I nominated him. I feel like I might have. Lamar Jackson had just went. And I thought this was a good time for me to actually nominate Hurts. Because it seemed to me that the prices at quarterback were dropping. And after kind of Lamar went, I just kind of wanted to fire up another kind of what I consider a dual threat quarterback just to see what the market would do. And I ended up getting Hurts for $20, which I was ecstatic about. I'm not going to lie. When I had $30 budgeted for a QB1 and I just got Hurts for $20, I was pumped because I thought it was a good deal, but it also now allowed me to move $10 somewhere else. And I'm trying to look for what Lamar actually went for. Mahomes went for 39. Like I said, Josh Allen was 40. Shit, I can't see it right now. Sorry. I don't want to take up too much time here. Anyway, so I felt like I was in a pretty good spot there with Hurts now as my QB1. And now I, again, like I said, I was excited because I had some money to play with now to do some other things. Like Justin Herbert went for 30. Lamar went for 33. And I thought, oh, okay, great. Hurts is going to go for less than that. And if I have $30, I should get him no problem and I'll be good. Like I said, then I get him for 20. So it also says to me that the quarterback prices are maybe dropping. And so I start looking at other quarterbacks on the board and I say, you know what? I can move from my QB2 and move some more money. And shortly after, Aaron Jones ends up going on the board. Now, I already had McCaffrey. I had no plans of going expensive at RB2 at all. But Aaron Jones was sitting in like around $20 and it was just not doing too much movement there. And I couldn't let it happen. So I did price enforce. I said, you know what? If I got to find, I just made save $10 on my QB1. So even if I got to pay in the high, in the low 20s, this doesn't kill me. I just move all that money from quarterback to RB2. And I end up getting Aaron Jones for 27 bucks, which I thought was a great deal, especially considering like some of the guys like Kamara and Barkley and those guys were all going in the mid to high 30s. I ended up feeling great about that. Now, my budget's out the window at this point in terms of how I was going to build this team because I got Aaron Jones as RB2, McCaffrey, and Hurts. But I feel good about it. I really like where I'm going. And I still haven't really had to touch my receiver money. That's what I liked. Right away, Davante Adams comes up four people later. And again, I had 25 bucks. I'm going to bank on getting a cheap quarterback. I always thought that I could do that. And so I go after Adams. I get him for 30. And all I did was move $5 from my QB2. So now I'm sitting around 15 bucks for my quarterback too, which I'm looking at the board and I'm thinking, you know, if I have to, I go on a guy like Brady or Derek Carr, no big deal. I feel great about that. That's all good. So now I have Davante Adams, Christian McCaffrey, Aaron Jones as kind of this core of guys that I have. I got a wide receiver three that I feel pretty good about in Juju. And I got Jalen Hurts, who I think is kind of a stud, kind of mid QB1. And this is a 0.2 point per carry league too. So I feel like I really want these kind of rushing quarterbacks. I'll get a little extra juice there. So this is good. Now with Hurts, I'm thinking, okay, how can I stack this maybe? And I'm thinking my wide receiver three is kind of filled up. So I got to try, you know, how am I going to fit maybe Devontae Smith on this roster? So I have $6 that I got allotted for wide receiver four. So I think, okay, maybe I can wait there. But I also had $6 at tight end. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to try and really go for where I'm going to stack them. I'll stack them with Dallas Goedert. That's going to be my plan. Now, the next pick after Adams, Trey Lance, gets nominated. And I get him for $15. So it fits in right in with my budget. Again, I have a quarterback that I think went for less than market. I think that a lot of people in this draft were kind of leery of some of these maybe more volatile players that the masses might not be sure about. If you go into like a lot of high stakes leagues, like people are pretty firm in their convictions on these guys and they have them ranked fairly high and they're not scared to take them high in drafts. So if you can take advantage of that maybe in your draft, I think that's a great strategy and that's kind of what I seem to notice and that's where I was going to maybe go. So now I have my QB2. I think he's got a lot of upside. Fits in with my budget. I don't have to move anything, but I'm also thinking stack. My idea was, can I go and get maybe Brandon Ayuk here to stack as this wide receiver four? So I've got kind of him and Devontae Smith in mind there. I got Dallas Goedert written on my budget as a big reminder. Like I got to go hard for him. And so then now I've spent though a lot of my money. I still got this glaring hole at wide receiver two. And at the time I had around 20, low 20s to spend. But there were still a few guys left. You know, T. Higgins was still out there. Michael Pittman, Mike Williams. Those were guys I was going to target there. I was really hoping to get one of those. Unfortunately, the prices just started getting out of hand for some of those guys. And I couldn't snag any of them. So I thought, okay, you know what? I can drop some money there at wide receiver two. And then I can use this. I'll put it on my bench. And it'll allow me to maybe get some more upside on my bench maybe, or more consistency on my bench. So about two rounds later, I end up getting DJ Moore as a wide receiver two for $16, which I don't think is a bad buy. I wasn't super stoked like to get him as a wide receiver two. I like DJ Moore. I personally would like to have him more as kind of a wide receiver three. But like I said, at this point, my tier two, if you look at my sheets, was completely dried up. And I had to start looking at maybe some better options that might be coming from tier three, which I don't usually like to do, but I'll say that I don't usually have Davante Adams either already. So I'd kind of already picked kind of from what I think is the very top of that tier two. So I felt not as bad about that. And I still liked this roster. Like I feel like I have a lot of players here that can smash on any given week that will really help me throughout the course of the season. But I was definitely starting to run thin on cash too. So then Three picks later, nominations later, Damian Harris is on the board. I throw a bid in. I end up getting him for $5, and I think, okay, that's all right, because I was going to try and put a bunch of kind of cheaper running backs here now to start filling out this bench a little bit. And at the time, I thought, you know what, for an RB3 here, I'll platoon him with a couple other $5 guys. I'll be fine. And then a couple picks later, J.K. Dobbins gets nominated, and he's sitting at $10, and I, again, kind of like with Aaron Jones, I said, I can't let this happen. Like, I don't necessarily have any money to do too much, but so I throw a bid in 11. I end up winning that bid. It kind of cripples the rest of my team, where now I have somewhere or just over $10 to spend on the rest of my roster, and I still need about 6 or 7 players at this point. But again, as Dobbins is an RB3 to go with McCaffrey and Jones, Harris is my RB4, I'm feeling pretty good. The only starting spots I have left is I'd still like to get another, like a wide receiver 4, and I still need my tight end, and then the rest is all bench. So again, I had $6 left to try and fill this wide receiver 4. I miss out on Devontae Smith. I miss out on Brandon Ayuk. So I end up getting Elijah Moore for $6. Fits right in with that budget. And then Dallas Goedert gets nominated. And this is where I maybe kicked myself. I still had $6 left. That would have... essentially, every other position would have ended up at $1. Goddard goes to 5. I stop bidding. He ends up getting bought for 5. I feel like maybe if I would have went to 6, I would have ended up getting him. And that was maybe where I feel like that was one mistake I made. I should have just went and done that. I end up getting Zach Ertz later on in the draft, like much later, because now I have to sit and wait for $5. But, you know, again, it's a tight end that I like. I just would have rather, if all things considered, I would have rather had that stack if I could have. And so now we're getting near the end, because now I have about $1 or $2 for any position. I could think I could bid $2 on one spot and then $1 at the rest. So I got to sit and wait. And there's a lot of values coming off the board. I will say guys going for $3 or $4 that I wish I could have bid on, but I obviously couldn't have. So it's getting to the point now where I'm looking at my roster and saying, okay, how do I want to fill this out? I've got 4 running backs. I have... at the time, what did I have? I had 4 receivers that I didn't mind. You know, if in a start of max 4 receivers, I thought, you know what, if I can get one more that I feel pretty good about, that'll be awesome. But it was going to be tough at $1. So I ended up throwing out Julio Jones, trying to just get somebody to bid 2 or 3. I ended up getting stuck there. I didn't really have any intention of owning him. In fact, I'll probably end up dropping him before we start week 1 here. So anyway, I get stuck there. But then I end up finishing up with guys like Tyrion Davis-Price at $1. Eno Benjamin right at the end for $1 to kind of add a little bit of depth at running back. And then I took a couple stabs on some receivers, knowing that I'm going to drop Julio now for probably a running back on the first waiver run. I end up taking Sky Moore at $1 and Josh Palmer at $1. And just as $1 flyers, and we'll see how they start the season, knowing, hey, I could cut them if I need to. So if you look at the entirety of this roster, again, I just, for me, I feel like there's a lot of potential to have some big individual performances on any given week. And it kind of fell into my lap. I'm not going to lie. I wish I could go in there and say, hey, man, I knew this was all going to happen. But I think it was a good example to listeners to see, you know, it's how you can pivot in the draft. Like, I go in with a couple different plans saying, hey, you know, I know that, or looking for a trend. Like, as soon as, for example, the quarterback prices start to drop in a super flex, if they do, you say, oh, great, there's a lot I still like. I'm taking money right now from that quarterback position and I'm moving it somewhere else, because when, you know, I can get an Aaron Jones for a discount, even though it's you know, $12 more than I wanted to spend at that position, I'm in the bidding though. Now I know I can go get a guy. And for me, I think having a starting lineup of Hurts and Lance, McCaffrey, Jones, Devontae Adams, DJ Moore, Juju, Ertz, on any given week, and then I can flex, you know, one, whether it's Dobbins, I could flex Elijah Moore maybe if I need to, whatever. Damien Harris has a good matchup. Cool, I can do that. Maybe my one or lower running backs hits at some point, flex them. But again, I think I got lots of potential to score a lot of, have a lot of big weeks here with the lineup like this. So I was really happy with this build at the end, and I just wanted to share it with you guys to hopefully give you an idea of how you can, like I said, pivot in drafts, spot trends, to allocate money. And if you kind of go back to where I started from, you can see I deviated a lot from my original plan, but I still ended up with what I think is a really competitive roster that'll hopefully take me to a championship if I can manage the waivers throughout the year. So anyways, thanks again for subscribing and listening. Feel free to hit me up on Twitter. I've had a few people DM me, which is awesome, with some ideas, and we've discussed some things. You can find me there at Slim, the number 4 MVP. Just shoot me a DM and we can chat there. Anyway, thanks again, guys, and good luck with your drafts.